Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Blind Justice by Anne Perry, narrated by Davina Porter and directed by Kathleen Gormley. One Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. And now, Blind Justice.
Chapter 1. Hester let the hansom cab pass, then crossed Portpool Lane and went in through the door to the clinic for sick and injured prostitutes. Ruby saw her, and her scarred face lit up with welcome. "Is Miss Raleigh in?" Hester asked. Ruby's shoulders slumped. "Yes, ma'am, but she don't look right. I thought as she were handmade for the job, like, but this morning you'd have thought she'd got left at the altar. All weeping and can't believe it, like." Hester was stunned. When she had hired Josephine a few weeks earlier, the girl had said she wasn't courting and had no intention of giving up nursing in any imaginable future. "Where is she? Do you know?" she asked. "We got someone in all beat up, blood everywhere. She'll be seen to her," Ruby replied. "That were half an hour ago, mind." "Thank you." Hester went through the far door and along the passageway, asking for Josephine each time she encountered someone. In the old pantry, where they kept medical supplies, she finally found her, moving between the shelves, counting and sorting. She was a pretty girl, perhaps too much character in her face to be conventionally beautiful. Now her cheeks were stained with tears, her eyes were blank, and her lips were pressed so tight the muscles were visible along her jaw and in her neck. It was clear that she didn't even hear Hester come in.